tag, you know, mm-hmm. to be free or whatever. You know what I mean? In a hiding game.
Yeah, you're home free.
Yeah, and you called that home?
Home free.
All right, and you called the place where you...
Where you went back, when you went out, if it's hide and seek and you got back, that is home free.
I see. What other kinds of games did you play besides hide and seek?
Kitty wants a corner. Kitty wants a corner. That's just little games at school, you know. Jump the rope, seesaw.
How is Kitty Wants a Corner played?
Well, they had corners, they had bases. One stand here and one there and one over here and one here. And you, this and here, to say that, nowhere Kitty wants a corner. But the man that's trying to get the corner when it's vacant, he's somewhere. And they got to run. If the man that's in the ring or trying to get the base, if he beats him to the base, then that one takes his place on the outside.
I see. Did you ever play any kinds of games where you threw balls at each other and tried to kind of
game
similar to that, where they'd stand
up
like bullpen or anything like that?
Yes, we played bullpen a lot of times.
How did you play bullpen?
Well, you have one man to bat and one pitch in the den, and somebody caught the ball down there, then he went to the bat, and the other one fell around on the field, you know.
I see.
Or I believe that if you threw it across his path, if he'd gone from one base to the other, that put him out. If he didn't get there before the ball went by him, they call it bullpen.
Okay. Now, we're talking about fishing. You say, I didn't have very much luck yesterday. I didn't a single fish. I didn't
have any luck.
I didn't
get a strike.
Catch
a fish. I didn't catch a fish.
But that other fella, he
caught four fish.
But I have.
Yes, I have caught four fish or five.
If someone's in a big hurry, you say, take your time, I'll wait.
Yeah, take your time, I'll wait for you.
All right. And if the child's been bad and you're going to punish him, the child might say to you, please, please, give me another
spanking.
He doesn't want a spanking. He wants.
Yeah,
he might say, please, please.
Yeah.
What me another? Give me another.
Another apple? Or?
No, a chance. I think.
Oh, give me another chance. Yeah, I know what you're getting for now. Yeah.
And a person is very friendly and has told a lot of jokes. You say he really has a good sense of
humor.
Right. And if you say we had to get some poison, we had some roaches, and I wanted to get of those roaches.
I want to get rid of
them. How about shit?
Shut up. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes, sir. Use that law very often. I want to get shed of those roaches.
Okay. And a young boy might pretend, kind of put on that he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, as if he knew it all.
He's a smart educator.
He acts like
he knew everything.
All right. And if a child might complain at school, say, somebody my pencil, somebody...
Stole my pencil.
Yeah. And if... I'd say, did you ever see that? And say, I think I haven't seen that.
I think I remember seeing it.
And if you don't, you say, no.
No, I've never seen that.
I don't remember
ever seeing it.
I'd say, a letter. You say, I've got to my son in Texas. I'm going to
write him a letter.
And
he'll answer my letter. Write me a letter.
Okay, yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And I have
answered it. Wrote him one.
Okay. All right, and then when you put your name and on the envelope, you put your name and
an address.
And when you put your, you might say, I'm going to have to what this envelope? I'm going to have to
seal it up.
All right. Seal. And then
address this envelope.
Yeah. Did you ever use the expression to back an envelope?
Yes, we use that. I've heard that used a lot. Would you back this letter for me?
Uh-huh. Usually someone else who wanted you to.
Yeah, that's right. Will you back this letter for me? I've heard that many times.
Okay. And if a child came home doing something rather strange, you might say, who on earth
told you that or taught you that?
Yeah. And you'd say, well, have you taken